of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down.
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys are just joining us today, Olivia and I are having a great time going down our gift list, but also we've talked a little bit, Olivia, about how to pack those gifts safely so that when we get to our destination, they're presentable. We don't want, you know, to say, sorry, you know, the, you know, glass piece here has a little chip in it, but it's still pretty pretty.
Or I was going to get you this, but it broke.
It broke on the way.
So now I have nothing.
Now I have nothing. Or, you know, how about I go and get you some cookies down from the local grocery store?
Well, I wouldn't complain with that, but some may.
Some may complain with that. But now we've listed quite a few really great gifts in the last segment. A little bit of everything, everything from luggage to actually food items. So speaking of food, actually that is a good gift. You're right about that. So cookies might be a good gift. But now let's jump back into our list. And while we're on food, one of my favorite things this year that I received was a cookbook from celebrity chef Marcus Samuelson, who is the owner of Red Rooster Restaurant in Harlem. And he has a cookbook by the same name, Red Rooster Cookbook. So it's all about his restaurant, the Red Rooster Restaurant in Harlem. And his cookbook has the same name. And what I like about this cookbook is that there are stories inside. There are recipes inside. And plus, he's just a neat guy. And if you've ever had a chance to go to his restaurant, and some of the listeners may have been there before, it is definitely a high energy, really fast-paced, fun place to be with the music, the activity, the people, and of course, the great food. You know it's going to be great because of the chef.
He does sound very interesting. And what kind of food does he make there?
Oh, he makes a little bit of everything. I mean, when I was there, I had the shrimp and grits. One of the people that was with me had their fried chicken. So really kind of those kind of put the, you know, that kind of home feeling on you. You know, that's exactly what you get there.
And sounds perfect. Yeah.
Of course, it's in Harlem, too. And if you want to check that out, check out redroosterharlem.com. And you'll see the cookbook there and a little bit also, too, about the restaurant. So up next.
Next, we have some Flofers.
Yeah, I love that name. And you know what's great about this name is that it's all about having shoes that you can wear in the water or wear boating or wherever you're concerned about your feet getting wet, but you still want to look stylish too.
Yes, these Flofers combine the versatility of EvoFoam with the classic design of a driving loafer, so you'll definitely be in style.
Yeah, very fashion forward, stylish shoe design. And as you mentioned, it has the EVA, which is the ethanol vinyl acetate, which makes it comfortable and waterproof. So I love a shoe that's comfortable, stylish, and functional, and easy to wear too. I tried a pair of them, and they are very, very comfortable. And you could really just wear those, and even if you're not going near the water. But you might want to save them up for that. They come in various colors. There are shoes for both men and women. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you want to put on your list. Because if you do some going to the beach or things like that, this is the perfect shoe for walking along the beach and not worrying about your feet and your shoes getting wet.
And we have talked a lot recently about going to the beach, especially Outer Banks in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And they really encourage people there to explore the environment and, you know, check out any of the seafood you might find yourself in the area. So these sound very useful for a trip like that.
Very useful for a trip like that because, as you're mentioning, if you're going fishing as well, you know, really just think about any kind of water sports. And if you're then going straight from there, maybe to grab a bite to eat, you don't have to worry about your shoes looking a little out of place. So check out some pictures of me wearing the shoes on the Instagram page, which is Anita and Friends. I have lots of photos there, of course, of all of these gifts and things that we're talking about. But in particular, you might want to check those out there. And also, too, remember to stay tuned because there might be some things that might be given away. So you want to check out the Facebook page, Travel Bags with Anita, to see what those things are. Now, during the holiday season, Olivia, there are lots of parties.
There are lots of parties and a lot of pressure to look your best because people are taking pictures.
People are taking pictures. And, you know, Chico's, I love Chico's. I've had a lot of fun this year representing Chico's and sharing a lot of the Chico's Outfits and Things with people via my Instagram account again, Anita and Friends. But, you know, I found something that's really perfect that I will be wearing this holiday season, and it is a velvet sequin trim top with matching pants. I just love velvet for the holidays, first of all. Let me just say that, because it's just something luxurious about it. And, hey, can you say luxury, or can you wear luxury? You know, a lot of times we think luxury is something else besides wearing, but, yes, you can wear luxury, and it's in this velvet sequin top and matching pants. Now, the hem is a little asymmetrical, so if you like that kind of thing, the sequins are along the bottom of the hem there. It's long sleeve, and it's from their Traveler collection, which is known for being perfect for traveling, which is why it's named Travelers. And you don't have to worry about the fabric wrinkling or getting to your destination and pulling it out, and now you got to get the iron, you got to get the, you know, all these different things. Just, hey, pull it out of the suitcase, and you are ready to go. So go ahead, Olivia, accept those party invitations, because you'll be the sophisticated lady.
I think I will. I mean, this sounds perfect for someone like you and someone I aspire to be, a traveler.
It's perfect for that. So check it out at Chico's.com. And while we're on Chico's, they also have an emerald red dress that I love so much because, hey, it's nothing like a dress, because you can just put that on, accessorize it one way today, go to another party, accessorize it differently, and no one knows the difference. So this is your dress for the holiday season. And hey, for me, the holidays mean red. I love to wear red during the holidays. And this dress is also from the Traveler's Collection. And it's very flattering, very eye-catching. It's one of those things, again, that you can just pack and go.
Not have to worry about it.
Not have to worry about it. Now, a little bit about Chico's Traveler's Collection, though, is that it started 20 years ago, so it's been around for a while, and it actually started with a basic dress in black. So here's a very nice dress in red. And their first dress was very sophisticated, very comfortable fabric, and people just gravitated to that because it was such a great fabric to travel with, pack, and all of that.
That is important to think about. You want something, you know, you want to minimize how much you need to pack for each trip, especially someone like you who's been doing this for a long time. And you know that sometimes packing too many things, having too much baggage to worry about,
yeah,
it can really slow you down. So you want, you know, a few pieces that are stylish, mm-hmm, that look nice, that you don't have to worry about in your bag, right, and that you can wear multiple times.
And pull them out and go. I love that. Now, something we talk about road trips on the show sometimes, and something that is a good tool that I found this year. It's called the Owl Safety Escape Tool. And it is basically this little gadget that has a portion on it that is like for you to cut your seatbelt loose if you're trapped somehow in your car. And there's also a little sharp point on this gadget too. You're really going to have to go to the website to see this. That has a little point on it that if you need to crack the window to get out. So this is one of those things that you can buy one of these, give it as a gift, buy one for yourself, put it in your car, and just keep it there. And it's one of those things that you don't ever want to have to use. But if you do need it, it is there. You can cut yourself out of the seatbelt. You can crack the window and get out and get to safety, you and your family.
I really am surprised by how small it is to know that it has that much power that it can, you know, break a car window.
I know. That little point, though, is really pretty sharp. I have one that they sent for me to try. Well, not try, because I haven't yeah, broken a window. But it is very sharp. So I'm sure that if you put that against a window in a certain way with enough strength, it would definitely crack that window. So check them out at owlopenwindowforlife.com. And again, it's on the website. Now, I love a good foot massage and a good foot soak. And Wake the Foot Sanctuary in North Carolina, in Asheville, has some great products. They have a lot of different bath salts. They have a lot of different washes and things like that that you can use, bath creams. But one of my favorite things is an eye mask with lavender in it that is really, really great, really relaxing. If you get back from flights or get back from travel or just from work at the end of the day, you want to relax, put that on, definitely check them out. That is wakespashop.com. And you'll probably need to give them a call because all of their products are not on the website, but they certainly are available for you to check them out and get one.
Next, we're looking at two items from In Your Face. One is a clamp that you can connect to a planes tray table or workout machine at the gym or on a golf cart, anywhere else you go, and you can plant your phone there to, you know, I guess, watch TV if you need to, or maybe do some conference calls.
Do some conference
while you're driving.
Or even, you know, a lot of people like to have their music with them. So instead of, you know, a lot of times at the gym, you're kind of like, where am I going to put it? So it definitely helps with that. It also comes as a tripod mount, which you can also use that maybe for doing selfies or connect your smartphone to it. But it's one of these things where you can just put your smartphone right in there, gets you a little bit more freer with your hands and able to do more things, and you can use it for that.
And this is a good idea. You know, a lot of us use our phone for GPS now. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, hook up your phone
right
there. So you don't have to worry about trying to look down and make sure you're on the right street, which I have to worry about sometimes. But it also has a self-timer, time-lapse, and panorama shots. You can kind of sync it up to help you with taking pictures.
Absolutely. Maybe on the golf course. Now, check them out at InYourFace.com. TheInYourFace.com. And lastly, because I know we're down to the end here, give the gift of travel. And I suggest Aruba, because Aruba is great for sucking up the sun. They have 7 beaches there. It's great food. They're known for that. Very easy to get around there. It's great for families, romance, girlfriends, getaways. Guys can go there for fishing, a little bit of everything. They have a national park there that really takes up 20% of the island. So it's great for shopping. So check out their website at Aruba.com. And hey, another thing too, why don't you give to just maybe one of your favorite charities? That's a good way to maybe show thanks throughout the year as well.
Absolutely. Maybe consider helping Puerto Rico or the U.S. Virgin Islands during this tough time. Great way maybe to give us a gift to someone else that you've donated in their honor.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we hope we've given you guys a lot of great gift ideas here on the show today. We're going to take a break here on Travel Bags with Anita, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. And we'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to go to Quarter Miles.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half.